First, the state's plan to close the Lincoln Hills Youth Prison north of Wausau by July of next year is in doubt after Dane County and other local governments have turned down state funding to build new regional detention facilities. In 2018, former Governor Scott Walker ordered the closure of Lincoln Hills after repeated allegations of guards misusing force against inmates and ongoing staffing problems. Figuring out the funding for that plan has been a slow back and forth between the state and local governments, which has some officials saying the current timeline looks unrealistic. Brianna Riley covers state government and politics for the Cap Times. She's been reporting on this. Brianna, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks so much for having me, Rob.
Well, this has been a long-running story. Can you remind us of the original plan to close Lincoln Hills and its partner facility and replace it? What was that supposed to look like?
That's right. You summarized it nicely. In the last year of Governor Scott Walker's administration, a Republican, the legislature, in a very big bipartisan way, passed a bill to close Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake, the state's two youth prisons in northern Wisconsin, replace them with regional facilities, and also overhaul more broadly youth criminal justice practices in Wisconsin. Fast forward, 2 years, and as you said, the process is in doubt. I mean, we've faced delays, overfunded or over budget options, and other setbacks along the way. And what happened last week is just the latest sort of move that has people wondering if this is actually a reality that'll happen by the July 1st, 2021 deadline.
Oh, yeah. Dade County, the latest, I think you write in your piece, Milwaukee County, Brown County. By my count, that's the top three biggest counties in the state by population. What is the snag? Why are these counties saying, hold on, maybe we can't build these local facilities?
Yeah, so those three counties, Brown, Dane, and Milwaukee, gave different reasons to the state on Friday. Friday was the deadline for them to go back to the Department of Corrections and say definitively whether they would accept state award funding to create these secure residential care centers for youth. This is just one part of the state's replacement plan for facilities to sort of direct the youth from Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake into following their closure. Anyway, there are different reasons. Brown County has a sort of more direct reason than Milwaukee and Dane counties, but Milwaukee and Dane are aligned in a way. They have concerns about funding. They have concerns about construction costs, ongoing operational funding, which isn't covered by the state at this point. And they're concerned about how COVID-19, how the pandemic exacerbates the local funding crises that they were facing.
As you said, the state passed this a couple of years ago. Has the state's commitment to funding these local facilities changed in that time?
Well, officially, no. But we have seen some setbacks along the way. So for the secure regional or secure residential care centers on that side of things, we saw a process last summer that, dragged into the fall, and the overall proposal that these four counties came up with combined to be tens of millions of dollars over budget. That kicked the plan to the legislature's powerful Joint Finance Committee, which in February sort of cut back the plan, specifically targeting Milwaukee County's plan. And then at that point, the Joint Finance Committee, the legislature's most powerful budget committee, they declined to take up funding for Type 1 facilities. Type 1 facilities are the other major component of this plan. Basically, they're the facilities, the two state-run facilities, that would house the more severe youth offenders. So without that piece of it, there was already questions, 7 months ago about how the state was going to be able to meet next summer's deadline. The other component of this that I do want to mention, because it's right here in Madison, and we are a local paper at the Cap Times, is there is a component of funding for the Mendota Juvenile Treatment Center that was included in the original bipartisan bill that passed the legislature and was signed into law by Governor Walker, but that has also not yet been funded by the legislature. So all of these components are hanging out there, and we're seeing pieces slowly falling off as we get closer and closer to that July 1st, 2021 deadline.
Talking to Brianna Riley from the Cap Times, talking about the efforts to replace the state's youth correctional facilities with local facilities more spread out around the state, snags in the funding, casting the timeline into doubt. So, Brianna, what happens now if all these counties are saying, yeah, no, we can't do this? Is there any action at the state level now to try to change the plan?
That's a great question. At this point, it's very unknown what will happen. One of the women, actually, who was a very prominent voice on the juvenile grant committee that reviewed and worked with the counties on their applications for secure residential care centers, is hoping that the state can use this moment as a way to kind of rethink the approach to begin with. I mean, the reality is we might just very well see another legislative bill to push the deadline back further. The legislature last year, I believe, passed a trailer bill to their original bill that would extend the deadline to close Lincoln Hills by 6 months. So that's how we got to the July 1st, 2021 deadline. Realistically, the easiest solution would be just extending that out more. But this woman, Charlene Moore, really hopes that the state instead can use this as a way to sort of reassess the entire plan, look at what might have gone wrong, and see if there are still options to really do work overhauling the state's approach to youth criminal justice from the ground up.
Now, all along, the thing driving this was, I think, an agreement from all stakeholders that Lincoln Hills, the current system where all these youth go to one place in Wisconsin, isn't working. But I guess while it's delayed, that's still what we got, right?
That's right. In Dane County specifically, transfers from the county to Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake were delayed because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Right now, those transfers are now being accepted. So as of Monday, we had 13 youth in those facilities. But yeah, I mean, one of the concerns with Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake, in addition to, you know, staff abuses and other things that really made headlines here, is the reality that it is in northern Wisconsin, and many of the youth that the juveniles that are housed there are from the southeastern parts of the state. So the idea was to make facilities that were more acceptable to the juveniles, to their families, but we're at a point now where it's essentially, you know, blown up. I mean, I don't see any path forward at this point to be able to close Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake by July 20, 2021 and put those, there'd be no place to put those juveniles.
What are local governments doing in the meantime? I know at some points during the midst of the Lincoln Hills fiasco at its worst, some judges were doing everything they could to not send youth to Lincoln Hills. Do we know? Is that still something that's happening? Are they trying to avoid using that facility as much as possible?
That's right. There are still diversion efforts underway, you know, to avoid as much as possible sending youth to those facilities. I believe when I spoke to Racine County's Hope Otto, who was in charge of the county's plan, and they're the one county that's still going full speed ahead with this at this point. She had said that, you know, for a while now, they hadn't been sending youth to Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake. So we see other counties around the state, you know, doing this and looking very closely at what options they have available for youth in their communities. But without these expanded centers in the case of Dane County, or these new facilities in the case of Brown County, those options are a little bit more limited now.
What are you watching for next on this story, Brianna?
Definitely want to see how legislators react. It's been a really busy news week, so I haven't been able to follow up as much as I would have liked to with the heads of the Joint Finance Committee, the heads of both parties in the state Senate and Assembly, but their reaction is key. So is Governor Evers. I mean, maybe we'll see something in his budget proposal trying to address this again. He, you know, proposed similar things this current session in his initial budget. But, you know, we'll see where the legislature ends up and what their commitment to closing these facilities really looks like.
Brianna, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Brianna Riley covers state government and politics for the Cap Times. She talked with us about Dane County and other local governments turning down state funding for new youth detention centers and what it means for the plans to close the Lincoln Hills Youth Prison in northern Wisconsin.